Yo.
Yo.
Let's see if we still remember how to do this.
I don't think. Well, what are we doing?
It's, you know what it's been?
It's been a long time. I should have left you without a strong rhyme to step to. Think of how many. Been a long time. I should have left you.
Time's up. Sorry, I kept you. Thinking of this, you keep repeating your miss. The rhyme from the microphone solo with. So you sit by the radio and on the dial soon. As you hear it, pump up the volume, the
volume, the volume, the volume. Oh, man.
Once again. We are here.
All right, man. Let's play our real intro, man. We just had to get that out the way. Woo!
Oh, T-Rex.
Addicted crew DJs. Get addicted, baby. Addicted crew DJs. Get addicted, baby. Damn, homie. In high school, you was the man, homie. In high school, you was the man, homie.
Boy, look, you the man. Why you? Ooh, you is the man. Him.
So, welcome. welcome. Don't really know what else to say, but before we even get started, man, we got to do this. Rest in peace to Houston, Texas rap legend. So yeah, man, rest in peace to Houston rap legend, Texas rap legend, just rap legend, whatever you want to call him, to Big Pokey, man. He passed away, the day before Father's Day on Saturday. So rest in peace to him, man. Got a chance to meet him and went to his album release party for Sensei. Thanks to, shout out to Big Sid for that opportunity. It was real dope. Got to see the behind the scenes working of a lot of things when it comes to putting out a project. So rest in peace, Big Pokey, man.
Yeah, man. Before, you know, the one thing, like, you know, I understand concert goers and people who always want to record the moment. Every moment is not meant to be shared.
But I think the dude was recording live, so it was kind of like, I think it was recording live, so you couldn't. It was too late. You know what I'm saying? I think the person that was recording was going live, and you know, once something is live, people save videos, and it's a wrap. So I'm pretty sure the person that was just recording Pokey, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wasn't after that all happened. I think once he fell, he probably should have stopped it, but he didn't know what was going on, or she didn't know what was going on, whoever was doing it. But right. I think it was live, bro. But I feel you though.
Do you think that there needs to be, like, you know, during concerts or whatever? I know, like, the larger festivals and stuff like that, they have, like, first aid and all that mm-hmm. stuff, first responders on the scene or whatever. Do you think, like, the small clubs need to have, like...
Yeah, anytime there's a concert or a show, there should be some type of EMT standing by. I mean, I know that's probably asking a lot, you know what I'm saying, because that comes with a cost to the promoter. But
you know, you could the same way they pay cops. I think the cops get paid like $100 an hour.
Uh huh.
They can do the same thing for EMT.
But I think with EMTs, I think it's a little harder because it's not as many as there are cops. So if you're pulling off an EMT from a shift, you know what I'm saying?
But you could get somebody who say they're off that day.
Oh, EMT certified.
Yeah.
But they probably still need the equipment though.
Yeah, they, you know. But they have, like, the portable AEDs and all that stuff.
Yeah, true. I mean, I guess you could do that, you know?
Yeah, man, but, yeah, rest in peace, man, to Pokey, man. He was a real good dude. We got a chance to, you know, kick it with him a little bit and see the album release and went to, like, the little hole in the wall. And, you know, we cracking jokes in the, you know, behind the little warehouse spot or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah, he was a real good dude, man. And he got, you know, all of Texas is mourning right now.
Yeah, you hate to give somebody their flowers after the fact, but just life, man. Life. So in honor of Big Pokemon, I'm gonna play his latest release, Sensei.
I'm a H-Tire nigga.
Yeah. Cut the mic up too, bang.
Yeah.
What's my name, nigga? Yeah. That way.
I love this fucking boy.
I'm here now. Crock bull, nigga.
Yeah, Cass, it's that big codeine.
M.O.B. Hey, get it. I'm back like cook crack. Where I'm from, bitch, take a look or get looked at. The struggle shook a nigga dying, bitch, I just shook back. My bag on steroids, my grind on get that. I go get that. Me and my mob, nigga, all hardest pit in the litter. That's on guard, nigga. That's on squad, nigga. I'ma hunt for it, get it. I'm a bulldog, bitch. The rawest thing in the yard, nigga. Just pop chain, hop in the gate. Grooving, not here on the move till he checkmate. I'm in the truck, gun in the tuck. Getting it, turning up for the money, running it up.
Come on.
Bitch, stop giving a fuck, nigga, what's up?
Let me get to the hook.
Hit that hoe from the back, thumb in the butt. Yeah, nigga got a grind. I don't know how you do yours, but I got to get mine.
Parking lot of the club, that's the playground, nigga. Set it straight, nigga. Skates to interstate till I checkmate, nigga.
Rest in peace, man. Hate to start a part off like that, but you gotta give credit where credit is due, and you gotta give our flowers when it's due too, man. So man, another one gone.
Yep, another one, man. Yeah, rest in peace to the big Podina. Where you want to start, man? Before
you got a topic, man.
Jim Brown, rest in peace.
That's we got a lot more to go because it's been a minute. Rest in peace, Jim Brown,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's
sheesh, activist, yeah. Legendary football player, Hall of Famer. So, rest in peace to him as well, man. Who else will be leaving off the list? I know there is. It's been a minute.
It has been a long minute. But until we could think of it.
Yeah, let's move forward topic, man.
All right, Ja Morant.
He got off easy. I feel like 25 games was not enough. And it's not that I'm hating, because, hey, good for him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, and I do mean but. When you violate the rules twice,
mm-hmm.
after you were just told not to do something or just discouraged from not doing something because of a certain look, don't do it. People want to talk about, but when this, I know I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. People don't seem to realize, oh, he didn't violate any laws, this, that, and the third. The NBA is a private
entity
organization.
Yep.
We private military.
Yeah.
We retired.
Yeah.
Thank God. Knock on wood. We got our checks and left them and walked out the building.
Boy, I hit the gritty across the town.
We got our
wait
checks.
Wait to get about that job. Yeah,
exited stage left. You know what I'm saying? Thank God. But it was still the military, private organization.
Yep.
Governed by a whole different set of laws.
Mm-hmm.
The laws that you civilians face are not the same laws that we had to abide by. There's a little thing called a UCMJ.
Yep.
Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Yep.
And there's certain things in there that as civilians, you get smack on the hand, maybe this, maybe that. However, for us, we got Article 15s, reductions in pay, and or sometimes discharge. Dishonorably.
Sometimes confinement as well.
Exactly. For things that you can get away with as being a civilian. And you can't say it's not comparable because it is. Because when we signed that contract, guess what we signed? To be a part of that Uniform Code of Military Justice. To follow the rules of that Uniform Code of Military Justice. So it's the exact same thing in the NBA. There's a certain code of conduct that you have to abide by when you sign that contract.
Yeah.
And the voice of City Girls, period.
And you know, I was watching this sports show this morning, right? and they had Plaxico Burress on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they just happened to mention about Ja Morant,
mm-hmm,
and carrying a gun and all this other, mm-hmm, stuff. Plaxico was like, look, I wish I had somebody when I was, you know, in my 20s or whatever, mm-hmm, to steer me from not trying to portray something that I'm not. So, you know, I hope Ja gets the help that he needs. He cuts the dead weight from the people who are, you know, kind of dragging him down or whatever.
Because I don't want to say he's going through something, because I don't want, you don't know some what somebody's background. Just because you see a two-parent household, you don't know what someone's going through, right?
Right.
But he's only, what, 23?
Yeah.
24?
Yeah, 23, 24.
I'm always on the side of, at what point do you say, or you do you look around and realize, I'm in this so-and-so million-dollar mansion. I got all the diamonds and whatever I want. I got all the whatever I could, more than I can possibly dream of. And this could be taken away from you with the twist of a pen.
And do you know why the NBA Players Association is trying to get his suspension reduced?
Why?
To keep him from missing out on the Supermax.
That's, I don't want to sound like a hater, but that's BS. He did that. He did that. No one else, no one put the gun, no one said, man, put a gun to his head saying, man, he showed his gun, yada, yada. I'm like, no, you did that. Twice.
In order to play, to be qualified or whatever for the Supermax, you have to play in at least 65 games.
So, okay.
So they're trying to get his thing reduced to 17.
So then what has he learned?
Not a damn thing.
What has he learned? And then you see the whole thing about the, oh, with a toy gun. And then he goes right back after getting his suspension and has a gun that's a, has a lighter that's a gun that's a, you know what I'm saying, a fake gun that's a lighter.
Was that really his hand?
I don't know.
Because I seen it. I was like, I'm not.
I don't know.
I'm like, he can't be that damn stupid.
Fam, you know, I don't want to call it cultural because everybody brought up Chris Kaman and him having gun. There's a distinct difference than you're in your home, you know what I'm saying, whatever, with your guns or whatever, you're at the range. There's a distinct difference than riding around flashing it.
Yeah.
Distinct difference.
Because.
And even his boy tried to look out for him. People, a lot of people don't talk about that.
I know.
His boy was like, oh, shit, and dropped the camera. So that, Ja, that's your friend. Keep it a bean. That's your friend.
He's the one who's looking out for
that. If
looking
anybody,
out for the golden goose.
Right. If anybody in your crew is you want to consider your friend, that's your friend. Because, I mean, as soon as he saw what you was doing, he was like, oh, no. Let me drop his camera. But he was on IG Live, so it was too late.
And the thing about IG Live, you know.
You can't delete it.
People always screen recording.
Yes, indeed. Look at Boosie.
What's really going on with that? Because I don't know the backstory.
My understanding, he was a convicted felon or on probation, and he had a warrant for something, and he went to the murder trial of
YNW
Melly, and they took whoever he was on IG, and they saw he had that gun and tucked in his back.
Why would he go to the court after the strap?
What a warrant. Arrogance.
Now he's facing 10 or 15. 10,
I think 15. It's like 20.
Oh, snap.
I think he's facing like 20. And you can't, when you're a convicted felon and on probation, et cetera, you can't thumb your nose at the, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
At the powers that be, but for so long. When them alphabet boys get to knocking.
Boy, listen. Listen.
That's why I come with a disclaimer. I don't gang or shoot out bang bang.
No, I'm not gang. I'm not bang bang, baby. I'm 1,000% a civilian. Because, you know, the street, the codes of the street, mm-hmm,
don't y'all, apply.
Y'all, that applies to y'all. That does not apply to me.
I'm telling. Despite what I may have said on different podcasts, I'm telling. He did it. I ain't going to jail for none of you.
Man, listen.
Please. No, sir. But back to Ja, it's just, you know, it's one of those things to where it looks like he was never told no. Because he had a special gift, special talent. And I watched a little clip of a podcast with Alex Rodriguez.
Okay.
A-Rod said from the time he was 13 to the time he was 39, he was never told no.
Oh, that's crazy.
Because of baseball. He was never told no. So when he got hit with that suspension for the PEDs, he was like, wait, you're telling me I'm A-Rod. You're telling me I'm A-Rod. MLB was like, I don't give a damn who you are. Take the suspension and like it. And then he had to go out and admit to taking the PEDs, which I have my own opinion about PEDs. But anyway, he had to take that no.
Hey, don't just skate over that. What's your opinion about the PEDs?
I think it should be legal.
Think so? Mm-hmm. And why do you think it should be legal?
Why not?
But why?
Because I feel like, does it give you certain advantages? Yes. As far as healing, et cetera, but you still got to go out there and hit that ball. You still got to go out there and make the shot. Now, will you be a little stronger? Yeah, maybe a little faster. Yeah, but you still got to go out there and perform. Your hand-eye coordination does not improve when you take PEDs. That comes with reps, and more reps.
True, but there's
my opinion.
There's a lot of medical side effects that comes along with it.
And that's the risk that they want to take. That's on them.
But then you run into the compromise of the game. Then, you know, so you got,
I disagree.
One team that's full of people that's, you know,
that's why I said make it free for everybody. Everybody, if you want to do it, you can do it. Because in my opinion, it does not improve your game. You can't just take PEDs. I ain't gonna do nothing. Nah, you got to go out there and put the work in.
So you, obviously yes, but you know. Someone who is barely able to hit the ball 330 is now cranking it out 530. That's,
but you still have to make contact.
But then it's still what you call it though. You like it's a curve. You know what I mean?
I feel you. I'm not even really trying to argue with you, debate with you. I'm just saying my opinion. Like I don't see, if the person wants to put their body at risk taking certain PEDs, et cetera,
right,
go for it. Because you're only hurting yourself. Think about baseball during the steroid era. Crank, crank, crank. I can't stand baseball. Even I tuned into some games.
Oh, I watched a lot of baseball.
Back then, right?
Yeah. Like,
you wouldn't watch that shit then.
Well, you can't pay me to watch
it. It's like watching paint dry, because it's like, okay, somebody might hit 40 home runs this season. When dudes was steady hitting 50, 60 home runs a season, you like.
But Aaron Judge, he hits close to 60 last year.
But Aaron Judge is, come on, man. It's Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
We talking about Joe Smo coming up from the farm league. Hitting 60 and surprising everybody, so that's why I have no problem with PEDs. If you want to do that to your body,
right,
that is your right to do that. That should be your right to do that. Now the long term effect, hey, that's not on me. That's on you.
I would say, coming off an injury, I think they should be given the opportunity to use PEDs because it helps with the healing process. Mm-hmm. But just using it during in season or whatever, nah. That's why
I really think PEDs had a lot to do with the rash of Achilles tears.
Expound.
There was a lot of PEDs and supplements. There was a lot of people tearing their Achilles, pulling hamstrings, ripping hamstrings from the bone, where they had to sit out for damn near 2 seasons because of hamstring, for that bad of a hamstring injury. And it was like those players like Durant. Who else? There was like a rash of players tearing their Achilles.
Right.
And back in the day, you don't even have Achilles ruptures like that. And these dudes just snorting coke. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like with the lack of with the implementation of people taking more supplements, well, I feel like it has a negative effect on the body as well.
Well, no, I think all that comes up with the amount of games these athletes are playing now. Because, you know, you think they're playing the Drew League, they're playing the Pro-Am, they're playing Olympics and all that. So they're basically
overuse?
way overused.
Okay. I mean, two things can be true.
Yeah, so that's why I think that comes from.
I mean, that's how I feel. That's how I used to think, oh, you steroids. And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, that don't make you, it may make you hit farther, but it don't improve your it don't improve your batting percentage. It don't improve your free throw percentage. You still got to get there and get those shots up and get those swings at bat.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about it. That's a whole other conversation. That's what's up. Good topic.
Speaking of debates.
What's up?
Skip and Shannon, they pulled the plug at the 7.
Shannon should have been gone. Skip is too disrespectful. I'm always on the side of, I respect reporters and the things that they, the work they put in, the, you know what I'm saying, the school, whatever right. You want to call it.
Right.
But if you have never suited up on any professional level, even college level, because a lot of these reporters didn't play ball in college, just to keep it being. If you've never suited up on any level, your understanding is totally different. You can report on something for 20 years, but if you've never done it, it's different. That's why I like Jay. I don't always agree with Reddick's some of his points, but that's why I love J.J. Redick, Jason Williams, Kendrick Perkins. Who else is it? I love Michael Irvin, but ESPN did him dirty. That's another story.
He's not on ESPN anymore?
No.
Really?
Or they didn't? Yeah. Even though he's found.
Oh, that was the hotel thing.
And he
thing.
Was found, and he did nothing wrong. And ESPN didn't bring him back.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Who else?
Well, he had a checkered past, too.
He had a checkered past, but if my past, if I've done nothing wrong, that's my past.
True.
Key word.
Whatever happened to Chris Carter?
I don't know. I think he's on NFL Network.
Nah.
Oh, I don't know.
Because he used to be on FS1.
Right.
He got into a little something. They never really said what Excuse happened. Me. And this dude, he ain't been on TV in 2.5-3 years.
I don't know. I thought he was on FS1. NFL Network, excuse me.
Oh, nah.
I don't have to Google that one. I don't know. But I feel like who else is there? That's a great even Romo. Romo is about to be the GOAT of NFL.
Fam, I love listening to all the
cheese and bread. As soon as the formation come out, oh, they're going to do this.
Yeah, I love
Come Romo. On, son. I wish I would have reflected in this play in Dallas, but we ain't going to go. We're going to leave it alone.
You know what?
In the playoffs.
And I think they had to put the reins on him a little bit.
Because he's saying too much?
Yeah.
The dude, he's a savant when it comes to that football stuff.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like he can't help it. I think at least for amazing commentary. He'll make me watch a game that two teams that I won't even watch. Just hear him call the game. You know what I'm saying? I was Tony, and when he was in Dallas, I was Tony. No, no. I'm gonna keep it a bean. Playoffs, I was like, here we go.
Tony Romo's real.
Here we go. But I mean, salute to Romo on the calls for the NFL game. I mean, yeah, NFL games, but. I'm saying, like, I've always felt like Skip disrespected Shannon. Always felt like that. When he was telling him, put your glasses back. I'm like, well, that's a grown man giving his opinion. You mad because he said something about the boy you sucking up? My bad. My bad.
Skip takes his Brady fandom a little bit too far.
You know, and Shannon showed a lot of class.
He showed a lot of,
you know what, I'm not coming to work today. I'm going to just let this. Breathe. I'm gonna let this die down because if I come in, I might put my hands on you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I might put my hands on you. So I'm glad he left. I like Club Shay Shay. You know what I'm saying? I like it.
Yeah,
I like his interviews.
Yeah, he has
I like. You know what I'm saying? He got a good thing going. So, from my understanding, Stephen A. threw that fishing line out. Like, let me see what happened.
I know.
So, I mean, I think him and Stephen A. would have great debates.
I cannot listen to Stephen A., bro. Good God, he gets on my nerves.
I take him in spurts. Like, when he did the Is What It Is talk show, with Cameron and Mace.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched that one yet.
I watched clips of it. I haven't seen the whole thing yet. He's giving it up.
Okay.
But the ESPN, Stephen A. Smith is kind of like, I can't. What? What are you saying? So anyway, my initial point was, it's hard if you haven't done something, you can report on it all you want. But if you haven't laced them up, you haven't put that helmet on, you haven't been in that batter's box with 100 mile an hour pitch coming at you, your experience is not the same. I would love to, rest in peace, I would have loved to hear Kobe commentate. I would have loved to hear him not even commentate, but be a JJ. Could you imagine the gems Kobe would have been dropping?
You know, Kobe, he'd give it up too.
Easy. He probably would have made some people cry up there. You know what I'm saying? Because you have not done what I've done. So therefore, you cannot really speak on it the way that I can speak on it. Mm. Now, we're talking about literature. We're talking about books. Okay, cool. We're talking about NFL, NBA, NHL, whatever you want, what else you want to call it, MLB, WNBA, all of that. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to report on it, but if you have not done it, your opinion is not that strong to me.
Speaking of the WNBA,
what's up?
Their viewership is up 65%.
Good.
So that's, you know, that's real good, man.
I told myself, where was I at? I was doing a gig somewhere and a WNBA game was on a big screen. I said, you know what? I'm gonna try my best to watch some of these games. And I think a lot of that viewership is transforming from the NCAA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because them girls can ball. It's just hard to watch sometimes. Like, yeah, I'm sorry. It is. No disrespect, ladies. Don't take it the wrong way. I do apologize. But it's just hard to watch sometimes.
Because, you know, it's only about five of them that can, who can dunk. And, you know, that's what the NBA
is. And that's what it is for me. Like, I get the excitement out of somebody getting dunked on. You know what I'm saying? I get the excitement of somebody just getting, just being beasted down low, you know what I'm saying? You kind of really don't see that in a WNBA game. And I could be wrong, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got the right to be wrong, but that's just my. I do want to take like a serious like time, like at least watch like a half, or you know what I'm saying, or the second half or something like that.
Because I know I wanted to.
Because when I went to the old
Silver Stars,
it was exciting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we went to go see the Phoenix Mercury when they came in. Years ago, and then once you know,
we did too. Saw Griner and Taurasi.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I was, you know, I was hoping to like try to catch another one, not knowing that they
got shipped to Vegas.
that the Silver Stars was not the Las Vegas Aces.
Yep. So like, yep.
And shout out to the Las Vegas Aces as well. They're the first WNBA team with their own arena.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Salute. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, that's what's up.
Prayers go out to Coach Prime.
What happened to him?
He's having complications with his foot.
Oh, I thought that was I saw it. I was at work and I saw it pop up, but I thought it was an old article. I didn't know he was.
Yeah, still having complications with blood flow and all that. So
I wonder if it's the altitude.
I don't know.
Because you know, it's, if you ever done anything in Colorado, ooh, boy.
Man, listen. we went to the Red Rock Amphitheater, and we're supposed to be just going up there for a leisurely stroll.
Mm-hmm.
KSM thought they were like in the Boston Marathon. They wanted to just start taking off.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am, you know, already, you know, got exercise-induced asthma, so So they take off and they are, I mean, mall walking.
Not the 6 a.m. mall walkers. Sam.
T-Rex.
So,
not the 6 a.m.
Bro,
that's hilarious to me.
I'm
bro.
Talking about they are.
That is hilarious to gone. Me. So the 6 a.m. mall
and
walkers.
And I'm like, why are y'all sprinting?
What's the rush? Where we going?
I'm over here. I feel like I'm breathing through a straw right Bruh. Now. Man, I couldn't get enough oxygen in my lungs.
Fam, when I went up there twice for our basketball when I was at Luke. And we went up there for a week. And it took, by the time we got adjusted, we were coming back. We was on our way back to Phoenix.
Oh, wow.
Bro, we got out. We was like, we about to, you know, see, you in basketball mode.
Yeah.
We got to shooting.
warm up, yeah.
Not even, we even warmed up yet. We just shooting around, bro. We just shooting around. And my coach is like, all right, you know, just take it easy like this. You know, you gotta ease. And we young, we good. Wheezing, bro.
That's crazy.
Wheezing. So we did win, but still, it was, man, that we had to slow the game down. And kind of like, all right, we got to let, because your lungs are just pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to slow the game down and like, all right, cool. We had to, but they, because they was running. They was, coach was like, hey, slow the damn ball down. Slow it down. We can, damn, we can work through this altitude. But yeah, man.
Question.
What's the answer?
All right. Tell me the funniest story, right, of you sharting on yourself.
I think I did when I was at the club. When we did Poop Chronicles.
Refresh my memory.
Just,
because.
This nigga.
I'm going to raise you one.
All right. So, anyways, back in Phoenix, mad young, years ago. We going out guys night, right? So we're going out. I started drinking this stuff. I'm going to try to shorten this up.
Right.
I started drinking. This is when, the Zinfandel first came out.
Okay.
No, I think it was white. Zinfandel first came out. So, drank a bottle of Zinfandel. Got to my boy's crib, we pregame or whatever. They had Michelob. Michelob is nasty. I don't know. I'm not even a beer drinker, but I'm young.
They,
you know what I'm saying?
They had a Miller High Life.
I'm young, dumb, just young and dumb, right? So, Jake started drinking Michelob. It's disgusting, but everybody else is drinking it. So I'm like, all right, whatever.
Beer is nasty altogether.
Right. So get there. And I'm hammered. Hammered, right?
Right. Hammer dance. Stop.
Hammer drunk.
Stop. Hammer time.
Speakers going hammer. Yeah. I'm hammered. So get to the club. Shout out to my boy Deron, man. Salute. We was in this 4Runner. He said, Maul, we throw up on my shit. I'm going to beat your head. Deron's 6'4", you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ripped up, 210, like, ripped up, right? That's my big bro.
Right,
I'll fight you, but I know I'm going to lose. But damn it, it's going to be what it is. He said, Maul, we throw up my shit. I'm going to beat your head. I mean, he boy shit, but. So I was like, cool. My stomach get the rumbling. I said, hey, man, I got to go to the bathroom. He's like, man, go in the club. I'm stumbling. I'm like, this bounce ain't going to let me in. So I straightened up, walked in the club. Skadoosh, son. Mud butt. Mud butt. I'm talking the worst. I'm talking colon cleansing. Colonoscopy. Mud. Mud butt, right? So I'm like, man, I can't do this. I got to go back in the car. I'm going to go try to sleep this off. I still got to drive home. You know what I'm saying? You know, you young.
So hold on.
What's up?
So you go back to the car with cake batter in your drawers?
Nah, I wiped it up. I cleaned myself up. Okay, you know what I'm saying? I made a handy wipe out of some water and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Some tissues. I made sure I was straight. Got back to the car. They still out in the parking lot drinking. Mom, I'm going to drink some more, man. I'm like, bro, I'm done. So I thought I was good. I felt a little better. You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, cool. I can go back in the club. We can get it in. You know what I'm saying? Yada, yada.
Hold on.
What's up?
Hold on.
I done told the story. I'll tell it again.
Hold on.
What's up?
So you got cake batter, right?
Doodle Brown, son.
Yeah, cake
Doodle
batter,
Brown.
Cake batter still in your pants. And you talk about taking your shitty ass back in the club.
Bro, I'm young, bro. I was probably, what, 23, 24, I think?
Oh, my God.
Man, so I'm like, they was like, oh, man, we going back to the club. Yeah, they done drinking in the parking lot. You know, back in the day, pre-gaming. So they done drinking in the parking lot. They was like, man, we going. I was like, dog, I can't. So I slept in his truck. I slept in my boy's truck. Before that, I was like, man, my stomach is rumbling again. But like, go back inside the club. I was like, dog, I ain't going to make it. If I take too many more steps, bro, it's going to be a bad. It's going to be a shitty day. You hear me?
Oh, man.
I told this story before, son. But anyway. So I was, somebody was like, go behind the truck. Fam. So I went, to do. And back then, you know, we went to the club to dance. So we always took towels.
Right.
So had my little white towel. Clean myself up. I was like, well, this towel's done. I tried to throw it over the fence and it's another lot. But there's a barbed wire fence like on the thing. That she got caught on the barbed wire fence like a damn American flag flapping flapping in the air, son. And so they all, they, my boys is like, dog, did you just shit? I said, yes. I said, yes. And they was like, they couldn't believe it. I was like, all right. So then they walked to like just to walk back there because they thought it was bullshit. And then they saw her. They was like, Ma, your rag hanging. I was like, hey, nigga, hey. So they was like, you got to be shitting me. I was like, hey, man, pardon my language. I was like, hey, man, I had to go. So they went, I was good. Like, got all that nasty stuff out of my system, but I was still smashed. Like, I was still drunk. So they went inside. Came back out. I thought they was going like, I was like, y'all back already? He's like, dog, it's 2:30. I'm like, oh, snap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I had pissed on myself. He was like, Ma, you cleaning my truck? I was like, man, I got you. So, yeah, man.
That's crazy.
You asked, bro. All
right, so I've been sitting on this store for about 6 weeks now. All right, so you know. Me and Cass was getting ready to go to the gym to go work out or whatever, right?
That's the worst.
So, stomach was feeling super.
Did you take pre-workout of them? Because pre-workout does it sometimes. And pre-workout, I have you lifting off your word.
I think it was like this little spell I was going through. I was like, man, my stomach issues about like two, three days or whatever.
Got you.
So, we go there. You know, we were working back, I think. Yeah, we were working back.
Mm-hmm.
So we go there, whatever. Get the first exercise, you know, doing the lat pull down.
Yeah, boom. You start to feeling it. Yeah.
I'm feeling good or whatever. Yeah. Stomach is still not quite right.
Mm-hmm.
So I made the fatal mistake. I tried to fart.
Fam!
T-Rex.
Instantly, I felt moisture.
Tell me you threw those drawers away, son.
Fair. Deion Sanders high step into that damn bathroom. I went into
my gosh.
I went into the limousine. I went into the limousine stall.
For those that don't know, the limousine stall is a handicap one. You got a lot more room to breathe. You can stretch your legs out. You can do what you got to do.
Bruh. Drop trowel. I was like, oh, my
God. T-Rex.
So I had to take them shits off. I had to take them joints off, right?
You did the drawers.
Don't throw them in the witch cup. My apologies to whoever was the Gold's Gym crew member that had to take that trash out. God.
Oh my gosh.
So went in there, you know, set on the toilet a good 30 minutes, right?
What'd you eat, fam? I'm telling you, because when I first started taking C4.
Yeah, no, bro. I haven't taken pre-workout in God knows.
Yeah, I haven't either. When C4 first hit me, it was just like, uh-oh.
So then, you know, make a long story less long, right? I come out.
Don't tell me you freeballed the workout, son.
Man, listen.
Hey, we got to go. We'll do some calisthenics in the garage or something. We got to go.
Yeah, we came out. And I was like, hey, I was like, take your headphones out right quick. She was like, what's wrong? I was like, yo, my stomach is gone. We got to go now.
Oh, man.
So she like, you see, I'm like, I know I told y'all gonna take you out to eat or whatever. Afterwards, we gotta go home.
I'll make you a sandwich or something.
Because I got to go shower. So.
Oh man.
Yeah, bro. But yeah,
that's hilarious, bro. I've had it happen to me before though. Straight up, like I said, that C4 kicked in because, you know, you take the recommended, but I took it, but I didn't drink enough water. No,
you remember we used to shoot it?
Yeah. No, I mean, but by then my body had gotten adjusted. But I think the first time I took it, I didn't drink enough water, and yeah, skadoosh.
But yeah, it'll clean you out in a minute.
What? Oh man, that's stupid. You stupid, bro.
Yeah, that's hilarious, bro.
My stomach hurt.
Yeah, I've been wanting to tell you that about 6 weeks now.
My stomach is killing me right now. So. Jesus, that's hilarious.
Let me see what else we got here. Maryland funeral home director shoots and kills a pallbearer who was affiliated with another funeral home during the burial of a 10-year-old girl.
Bro, we just kill each other for anything. We just kill each other for anything. Oh, you looked at me wrong. Bow. You got the wrong color, bow. Oh, you ain't say what's up, bow. You know what I'm saying? Your chicken was better than mine, bow. He just...
Zero regard for human life.
For our human life. At all, bro. Because we the ones dying at an alarming rate, bro. Still. After all the ish we've been through, we still just shoot them up. Just shoot them up. You know what I'm saying? Shoot them up. Bang, just, exactly. It ain't mean no. At a 10-year-old funeral. Rest in peace to the little girl, yo. That's nuts. I got nothing on that.
Hold on,
one. Gotta
sneeze.
Allergies got you.
Yep.
It's the season. Tis definitely the season, son. Bless you. Happy Father's Day too, man.
Happy Father's Day to you, homie.
What'd you get for Father's Day?
I still got a gift that's coming.
Me too.
Cass got me a Patrick Mahomes cut off a hoodie shirt
thing. Trash.
That I wanted. Then she got me a Terry McLaurin one that I wanted.
Trash.
Made breakfast for me yesterday.
That's what's up.
Brought the kids out to actually see me DJ.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, yesterday. Yeah, that was cool.
So that was real cool.
Yeah.
Then went to dinner last night and after that, came home, watched the movie, Extraction 2.
I want to see it.
It ain't a whole lot of dialogue, but boy, that joint
is bang boogie, son.
Is action packed.
Like, I mean, John Wick 4.
I haven't seen John Wick. I haven't seen a John Wick.
What?
Not all the way through. I can't say that I have.
Oh, okay. John Wick 4 was fire.
Because, you know, those are not my type of John Wick.
Shoot a nigga. Only in movies. Forgive me, my bad for saying that. Well, I said I'm gonna give it for N-word, but only in movies.
Mine is like crime, like
got you
crime mysteries or whatever.
Got you.
Did you watch Beef?
Beef
on Netflix, the series.
Yes,
I just finished it right before you got here.
Fam, that took a turn like. If y'all ain't seen Beef on Netflix, do yourself a favor. That joint took a turn at the end. I said, wait, what? I said, yeah, Beef is definitely highly recommended on Netflix. If you ain't seen it, put that in your, add it to your My Stuff on Netflix. Definitely a banger.
Yeah, Beef was, it was real good, man. I was thoroughly surprised.
Just the twist in
there. Yeah. It was a lot of moving parts.
All from a damn parking spot? Was it a parking spot?
Road rage. Yeah.
All from damn road rage.
Yeah. So yeah, that was good.
Definitely good. A great series.
Have you watched the LeBron
movie?
Yeah.
Nah, not yet. I want to see it.
Fire.
Really?
Fire.
I did hate White Man Can't Jump.
You didn't like it?
No. Hell no.
It was cool.
No. Bro, that movie looks so robotic. It's ridiculous.
I will say the basketball
will
scene.
You play with me? Yes, I'll play with you. I'm black. You're white. You got skills. I got skills. Let's fight. Get back together. Win the tournament. Shit was AI, son.
It was cool.
I didn't
man.
Like it.
It was cool.
I didn't like it. I was waiting for it to like pick up, like, okay, where's the crescendo? Like, you know what I'm saying? What's gonna happen? And it just stayed dry the whole time.
It was all right. It was something to watch.
What I did like was I followed some of the YouTube hoopers on YouTube. Uh-huh. And what I did like, they used a lot of YouTube hoopers. That was dope.
My homeboy was in the movie.
What?
Yeah, his name is Saran. I know his brother, and it was my homeboy's younger brother, or whatever. But
That's what's up.
He plays for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. That's dope.
Yeah, so yeah, he was in the movie.
Yeah, I did like that aspect. They used like real, instead of getting extras, they used like real like hoopers that people see, that you can actually go and see when you wanted to. So I did like that.
I watched some movie with Woody Harrelson, where he's the coach of the Special Olympics team.
I wanted to see that.
It was good, bro.
It was good. I wanted to see that.
Your allergies make it acting up.
Oh, for real? Cutting onions?
A little bit.
Got you.
It was like,
you kind of soft, though, so you cry before I do.
That's a lie.
Yeah, be out there. You little, you know what I'm saying? You little.
It's a lie detector determined.
You little the sentiment.
That's a lie.
You little the sentimental size. So you know what I mean? You liable to break before I do.
It was a good story, man. Really, that's good story. It made me want to go watch like one of those like Special Olympics.
I did. I volunteered at Special Olympics when I was in Phoenix, and it was. Not to be funny, but some of them folks wasn't so special, son.
Yeah.
Some of them mugs, I'm like, yo, why you? I mean, I understand they had disabilities or whatever, but I was like, nothing seems like it's wrong with you. I hope I ain't being disrespectful, but I was like, damn, this running faster than me. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man, I did that a long time ago. It was cool. It was real cool.
Yeah, so.
It was real cool.
Let me see what else have I watched.
I watched a lot because, you know, I work from home every other week. I watched a lot, bro.
So what's on your watch list now?
I'm watching this show on Peacock called Miss Something. It's about this nun, and she hears from God through algorithms. And it's just, it's weird and it's dope at the same time.
I'm watching this thing called Cruel Summer.
I saw that, but I didn't click on it.
Season 2 just started.
Uh-huh.
I think they're on episode 4 now.
It's like that?
It's one of them things where they're like season 1 and season 2 has no correlation whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a complete different.
I thought it was girlies on. Pardon me, but I didn't.
It's kind of bugged up because it's happening in the past, present, future.
What I did, speaking of girly though, I'm gonna keep it a bean with you. Harlem, son. Harlem on Amazon Prime.
Which one's Harlem?
Fire, son. It's about, I think it's 4 females. It's like Sex in the City, but black females.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Harlem, and it's another one I watched on, Run the World. it's on Stars. Another Sex in the City for black females, son. Fire. I watched nothing girly, but I clicked on it. I was like, yo, this is fire.
Did you watch Power yet?
I finished all the Powers.
Okay, the last one with Tariq and
I. Yep.
Hey,
it's crazy to say that show is heating up, because next season is gonna be wild.
It's gonna be nuts.
Next season, I was like, how can you? But shout out to the writers, man. I thought they got it right,
bro. They like each week it had me like glued to my seat,
right. I binge watch it.
Yeah, because when Sax finally got clipped, I was like, "Oh snap!"
Yeah, that's what I try to do now with shows. Like, I try to wait till like half season is over, and then I watch half, and then wait, and then watch the other half. I was mad. I didn't like the way I love Succession. I didn't like the way it ended.
I got to get on that. I haven't got on that.
Succession is so good, bro. Like, it was so many questions that I had that, I mean, I guess that's a good ending because there's so many questions that I had, bro. Mm. So many questions. And, like, to see, like, just uber-rich people go through some of the same shit that uber-broke people go through,
right, only
just on a different scale, it's crazy, bro. Yeah, Succession is fire. I'm thinking I'm starting over.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I need to watch that.
Succession is fire. Succession and Industry is fire, too. on HBO.
Okay.
Industry is and to be honest with you, if Industry keeps going the way it's going, it might be better than Succession.
Really?
And Succession is fire.
Okay.
Yeah. What else I peeped? I watched a lot, bro. I watched this show called Sanctuary on Netflix about sumo wrestlers. It was all right, yeah. I'm watching this show called Bloodhounds now about it, a lot of it's the Sanctuary is Japanese, Bloodhounds is Korean, so it's a lot of voiceovers. But Sanctuary kind of lost me a little bit, but it's still trying to be pretty good.
You need to get on Tulsa King.
I've been finished Tulsa King.
Okay,
son.
Got you.
I've been finished Tulsa King.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
You watch Yellowstone?
I started it.
Tripping.
Cass had me watching that.
You tripping. It's good. All that and the spinoffs. 1883 and 19. It's Yellowstone, 1883 and 19 something other.
I seen you posting about that the other day.
Yeah. So I can't wait for it to come back.
I think I watched Fast X today.
I liked it. I liked it, bro. I liked it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people didn't like it, but I'm like, why not? Like,
I'm not a fan of the Fast and Furious franchise.
I am.
Ever since them niggas went to space, that was it. That was it. Because it totally went away from the cars.
But my thing is this, though. It's made to be an over-the-top movie. I'm not... We got to stop putting Oscar expectations on movies that are not going to get an Oscar.
But that's not what I'm doing with that, cuz I know what it is, you know. But they went away from what made the
cars. I feel you.
So you know it was all about the cars, and then it became the Avengers.
No. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So that's hilarious. You're right, it did, but I like it though. Like there's now with the way this one ended, it's gonna be another spinoff.
Yeah, they already announced it. It's
The Rock.
Rock and Vin Diesel.
It's dope, bro. I like it a lot. I like all the Fast and Furious. I watch them all again.
What's your favorite one?
Honestly, probably the first one.
I like the first one, and I like Tokyo Drift a lot.
Yeah, it was cool.
Cause I like the Asian cat.
So. Yeah, yeah, he's dope. He's real dope. But yeah, I like and the one when they first introduced old girl from Wonder Woman. I like that one.
Oh, okay.
I think her name's Gal Godot or something like that. His name. Yeah, I like that one too. So that's the one that had Ronda Rousey in it, I think. Yeah. But yeah, I like that joint too. What topics you got, man? We talking about everything, but
I'm only got one more. Zion.
Zion. I'll let you go first. Yeah, reverse the roles.
All right, so Zion, you worth a quarter billion, bro. You got to move smarter than what you're doing, dog.
Bro. Get back to basketball.
This dude care about everything else but basketball.
Put the boudin down. Put the damn jambalaya gumbo down. Get your nutritionist. Bro, you got access to some of the best doctors, the best fitness people, the best in the world, son. In the world. And you look like me at 45. With a gut that look like I'm carrying twins, son.
But you seen all the other part outside of basketball.
I'm getting there.
Oh, okay, my bad.
I'm getting there.
As you were.
Because that should have been his focus. My mom told me this.
What'd she say? What Mama Billy said?
And recipes to my mom. My mom said, son, and this is almost word for word, I never forget this. Pardon me to people that's listening. My mom said, pussy gonna come. The more the more established you get, the more the better off you set yourself out to be. Pussy gonna fall from the sky.
Yeah.
Zion, pussy gonna come.
And
the more the better you establish yourself, the more you get yourself together, the more you get your act together, you'll have a pick of the litter. And I'm not, and there's no knock against who he was dealing with. You want to mess with a porn star, do your thing, homie. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing. But
you gotta, Durex. You got to understand everything that comes with
it. Was it who the kind of companies? Durex, Trojan.
Yep. Lifestyle.
Lifestyles.
Magnum.
What's the one? Chic.
Yeah.
That one, Chic. Yeah. Bro. Come on, man. Like, it's not even, I'm not even saying it's the clown, because, you know, I'm not here to clown, dude. He's young. He's young. And this generation doesn't, how could I put this? Remember in school, like, you had those dudes that got girls, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you had those dudes that was that could get any female they want in high school, right?
Right.
A lot of this generation, because they don't know how to talk to women, mm-hmm. or talk to females,
yeah.
This is what they do.
Trick.
They don't. There's no more, hey, there's no more. Because, you know, you had to go through some things to get a girl's number. You know what I'm saying? You had to look right.
There was no sliding in.
Right. You had to, like, actually go up to a female or send your homeboy up to a female and then see what happened. Now it's, oh, I see on Instagram, I'm 100 milli up, what's up? And then when y'all get together, it's okay, so now is we, you know what?
Basically.
No conversation, no nothing. They don't know how to talk to women, period.
And then, you know, nowadays it's a lot of women who's, they know how to, they can spot a sucker a mile away.
Like Bernie Mac said, and so it's Soul Man. What you look like? Sucker, motherfucker.
Boy,
I love that movie.
They can spot a blow popper.
Did you say blow popper? A dum dum? Yeah, man, I'm not even here to clown, dude. It's just like, bro, I get it.
And then this cat is paying one of them chicks he was dealing with 100 racks a month?
I don't get it. I don't get that part. I get the being young and dumb part. I don't get the paying 100 racks a month. And I never forget on, what movie was that? And I'm not calling the women no out of their name. Just, it's a quote from a movie. He said, you pay a hoe. No, you pay a you don't pay a hoe to, you pay a hoe to leave. Mm. And I'm like, damn, that's pretty damn gangster. Think about it, cause we done now. Yeah. What you about to do?
Man, that classic line. Like, yeah.
What you about to do? You know what I'm saying? So it's like. I don't even want to clown it. It's just sad. But I was like, come on, man. Like, you have to be smart enough and open enough, pause if you need to accept guidance and instruction from others, yo. Like, you got to, where the OGs at? For the whole draft class of 2019, where the OGs at?
And you know what I seen this headline the other day. They said, you know, he has no relationship with any of his teammates. So you telling me you're supposed to be the face of the franchise and you ain't got not one single homeboy on the squad?
And you know what? And I'm going to say this and I'm going to mean this. I watch a lot of hoopers on YouTube and on Instagram. There's a lot of dudes that got ridiculous talent but never get the chance because of political bullshit. There's this dude named Frank Nitti. Right, I follow Frank Nitti. I watch all his videos, whatever. I seen him give pros the business in the Drew League.
Right.
I'm talking like dropping 30, 40, 50 easy. And this other dude named Tory Brooks. He's another famous YouTube baller. I commented. He posted a video of Frank Nitti. I was like, why is this dude not in the league? I was like, I'm sick of this political BS. And even Tory was like, bruh, there's no reason why he should be out here playing in these parks. He's about 6'1", maybe, can get up, shoot with the best of them, and will and plays defense, and will give your favorite player the busyness.
Hey, do you follow the Hezzy God?
Yes.
You know he be hooping here in San Antonio a lot.
Nah, I want to go see him though.
Yeah, he be playing at the True Fit that Junior be going.
Really?
To.
Really, I follow all of them dudes, man.
Yeah, and like Junior's at because he be going over there hooping the True Fit over there in Boverde, I think.
Okay.
And he said it is some legit talent. Now. He said the last time he went in and played, he said he was the shortest person in the gym.
I believe it, he and said, that's what I'm saying. Like even when I was in Phoenix, we used to go to, every Sunday we would go hoop outside. Terrible, but on your knees. But these courts would be packed with just like this nigga play for the Suns. You know what I'm saying? Like this dude play for the like wait, why you? But they out there getting it in. You're like. And so when I see people like Frank Nitti, I'm like, why? I'm like this, and I say that to say there are so many players that can replace Zion.
Yeah.
If I'm an NBA owner, I'd probably be an a-hole. Because I'm not gonna keep investing in you, and you keep
spitting in my face.
And not even that, you come in looking like the Hamburglar. Your face puffy.
And you know the thing about it.
And I understand he's still young. He's still growing. I mean, cut you off. I'm sorry.
No.
I understand he's still growing. He's still he's young. I get all of that. But at some point, enough is enough.
Go back to draft night. The night that he got drafted.
Okay.
When the Pelicans announced that, you know, they were taking him number one, he was not happy.
And that's the generation.
He was not happy.
The generation prior. I don't care who draft me. Or generations, I should say. Prior, I know I got 3 years to prove myself. I got 3 years. This is my three-year audition, right? I got 3 years to get the contract I want. I don't give a damn the Rancho Cucamonga Cracker Killers. Pick me. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. I'm going to go do my three-year bid.
I'm going to get busy.
Get my stock up. Let them know I am not about no games. And then when it comes to get that contract, show me the money.
Right.
Now it's show me the money, and then I'll decide if I want to take it serious or not. And that's because it starts in AAU.
Yeah.
It starts in AAU. All these AAU coaches are making careers off these kids, and I'll give you a PS5, or I'll get you this, I'll get you that, I'll get you this, I'll get you that. You ain't earned a damn thing yet. And call me old school if you want.
And that's when the sense of entitlement comes in with these kids.
And it's ridiculous. Really, do you drive past a court right now, really you see a kid outside open. I remember when I was coaching AAU with James. Shout out to Coach James. Coaching AAU with Coach James. Had this kid. Could jump out the gym. Could had a nice touch around the rim. Played defense, block shots, all that. Real quiet kid. Piss him off on that court. Look out below. So he was messing up in practice. Yada, yada, yada.
Right.
Come around. You know, with games and weekends. James, like, he didn't play him that much. Mom got mad. So the mom pulls us aside. Said, why is my son not playing, yada, yada, yada. Explained to him he wasn't really trying in practice this week. You know, we can't. If he's not going to try in practice, what do you think, I'm going to put him in the game? And it was like, well, you know, he needs to start working on his game, getting out there and getting up shots, yada, 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 because he has all potential. He probably could have went D2 or D1.
Okay.
Easily. Like, no lie. I'm not boosting the kids. He could have did that. But he had no work ethic. You know, hard work be telling when telling to work, all right? So he had the work ethic. So his mom says to us, he's always playing live. Not live, but 2K. He's always playing that game. He should be getting better.
Wait, what?
He's always playing 2K. He should be getting better.
How does 2K translate to what you do on the basketball court?
Bruh, I looked at James and walked away. Because I wasn't going to disrespect her. Walked away. But the kid had talent, bro. When I say he's about 6'3", handled the ball pretty decent. Could have worked on his handles, but it was just one of those things to where when the ball wasn't going his right way or wasn't going his way, he didn't want to hustle. He ain't, if he didn't get the ball at a certain time, he didn't want. So James was like, all right, well, sit your ass on the bench.
Wow.
And the first thing, instead of going to the kid and saying what's wrong, the first thing she did was come to us.
Come to the coach.
Because you drop your kid off, you don't stick around and watch what's going on in practice. You drop them off for a babysitter for a couple hours, mm-hmm. and you come back and pick them up.
And then, you know,
come to practice and see what your kids is doing.
Most of the time, you know, you're practicing 2-3 times a week, so that's either 4 to 6 hours a week. And what is your kid doing the rest of the time?
Bro, I remember being dropped off at the gym at 6 in the morning because I lived, when I was in Germany, because I lived on the economy. And I hadn't, and my friends didn't wake up yet. So I would go to the gym 6 in the morning. And I was get some shots up. My coach told me, Jamal, not that athletic. You got to got me. I could dunk a basketball. Right. But I wasn't like flying. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't MJ with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If the sun was shining bright, I'm going to get me one. You know what I'm saying? But he was like working left hand. So I spent the whole summer getting up with my dad, going to the gym, getting some shots up. Fall asleep. I hear the balls bouncing in the gym. I play hoop with the GIs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They need one, so I play with them. You learn it.
Right.
Then my friends would get there about 11, hooping again. We go eat, go one through base house and chase girls. You know, I go back, hoop some more.
Right.
And this was my routine for
3 months.
four months until I got too cold. So kids don't do that no more. And I ain't make it on nobody's NBA. was just because I love playing the ball.
The one thing I will say, I'm proud of a lot of these AAU coaches now. What they're doing is renting out the gyms.
Mm-hmm.
So they have an open runs at nighttime.
Good.
From 9 p.m. to 11 p.m.
You saw what the video of, what's the kid from AM1? Well, you know, kid, but the dude from AM1. Shane.
Okay.
The drill machine. Yes.
Yeah.
He yelled at his parent. So nasty. So nasty. The kid, the dude was yelling at his son, do you. And he blew the whistle. Stop telling him that.
Mm.
What is do you? You see he's messing up. Stop telling him that. You got you parents, you come in here, you tell your kids to do this, and they're telling you, you're teaching them wrong.
Yep.
He stopped the whole practice and got in that dude's, you know what?
That's good.
I couldn't like that video. And I think I liked it, unliked it, liked it, unliked it, then liked it again. Like I couldn't hit the like button enough.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So it starts there. I know we started with Zion and got a hold of the tangent.
No, that's good.
That's where it stems from. It stems from all them dunks.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. You got this big kid doing all these, you know, let's be honest, a kid that shouldn't look like he should dump that high.
Yeah.
And you met Bryant, my boy Bryant that lives out, you know what I'm saying? You met him. Could jump out, big as hell, could jump out the gym. If you see him right now, you'd be like, just be called him Big B. Big B would catch it out the rim on you and dunk, and you wouldn't know what happened to you. Facts. So I've seen kids like that before. Big B would get that ball, and you think he gonna lay it up? He, pow, dunk on your ass. You be like, what the hell? But everybody got fascinated with a kid that looked like he shouldn't jump the high, jumping the high, and now this is the end result.
And then you know that's another thing that happens when the red carpet is rolled out to a kid ever since they was 12 years old.
That's the A-Rod story. You know, it's the A-Rod story.
So, you know, the one thing that I do with my own son or whatever, every morning I tell him, yo, you're a scrub. I tell him every.
But the difference is that I notice with you and Akir, right, is you can tell Akir is having fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know if he wasn't having fun anymore, I'm quite sure he'd be like, all right, we're going to take a break.
Yeah.
Go be a kid. He's having fun. He's enjoying a time with his dad. Right.
Yeah, and plus, and this is what I tell every single parent, right? Because I have a lot of parents that inbox me and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, man, you know, okay.
T-Rex.
Okay, he's just so much advanced for his age and blah, 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 and all this other stuff or whatever. You know, I need to do what you guys do or whatever. I'm like, look, I said, all I ask out of him is an hour a day. Give me an hour. After that hour, you can play Fortnite till 4 in the morning.
Right.
But give me an hour of work.
And it shows.
And then I'm like, then you could be a kid. I'm like, you know, but we. I said, at some point, I said, the one thing I'm not going to do is allow you just to, you know, just play video games all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get you outside. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make you work. I'm going to make you sweat. We're going to lift weights. We're going to run hills. We're going to do whatever. And then after that, when you're nice and tired, you come here. I ain't going to say you can eat what you want, right. But, you know, I'm going to make sure that you're eating the right foods. Right. And then you can play Madden, you can play 2K, you can play Call of Duty, you can play Fortnite. It don't even matter.
Go outside and play. You just sit out the street. You know what I'm saying? Do what you want. And I feel like that's the effects of this new generation, the effects of social media, the effects of these games. And there's nothing wrong with games, but the effects of all this stuff, having all this access in your house, it's starting to show. Like I was watching. Who was I watching? I was watching Miami, right? Hitting the threes. Okay, cool. I'm like, if y'all don't stop shooting these damn floaters and hit a pull-up jump shot, this game will get a lot easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Denver. Congrats, right? Jokic played no defense. Absolutely zero defense. When he came here, when I went and watched him up close and personal, 7 rows from the court. I mean, that's not a brag. I'm saying it for a point.
Right.
I watched him up close and personal. He can hoop his ass off. Was it athletic? I don't even think he dunked a basketball. Was it athletic? Was it a bunch of, you know what I'm saying, above the rim stuff? No. He was knocking down trays, knocking down low. He took whatever the defense gave him. Spurs coming down, floater, floater, floater. I'm like, stop shooting these damn floaters. Get in that open space in that zone or the open space in that defense and take you a nice little mid-range jump shot. Like, the mid-range jumper is left the building.
Yeah, no, nobody shoots those anymore.
If my grandson loves basketball, we're going to be the mid-range bandits. We're not saying that he won't be shooting threes or whatever.
Right,
if he grows to love basketball, we are going to, and Lord willing, I'm still alive, he's going to be, mid-range game is going to be on point. Because that was my thing. I was a mid-range. I love me. I mean, yeah, I guess you'd hit a three every now and then, but free throw extended was my sweet spot.
Yeah, that was your bag right there.
That was my sweet spot. And I can never feel, I'm like, what? I'm like, I understand threes are sexy. Pause if you need to, right? I understand dunks are sexy too. Pause. But it's still 2 points.
Exactly.
And I don't understand. Like, it blows my mind when I watch basketball. I'm like, why don't you just not pull up? Like Jimmy Butler on one of the last shots he had.
Oh, when he shot that at 3?
Yes.
That was stupid.
I'm like,
go get you an easy one and try to extend the game.
Even when LeBron went against Denver, right?
Yep.
I'm like, dude, you're big enough. You can pull up and shoot right over anybody. If you throw extended, knock it down, game over, y'all win. I couldn't. I just couldn't wrap my mind around it. I'm like, and you know, I ain't playing nobody's NBA, but
speaking of,
it's like cheese and bread. Like, what happened? What happened? Like, the coaches now say, nah, we ain't shooting no mid range jumpers. It's floaters, dunks, and threes. That's it. Like, what the? What?
Yeah.
Am I missing something?
Nah, the mid range is a lost art. DeMar DeRozan is probably like the last. DeMar DeRozan and Jimmy Butler are the last two.
And that's what was frustrating about Jimmy Butler. I'm like, what happened to the. If you don't pick their ass apart with these little mid-range, little 10, 15-foot shots, it's 2 points.
Yeah.
And at the time, Denver was missing threes. I'm like, y'all got to match 3 for 3. They miss a three, you hit a two. They miss a three, you hit a two. Shit adds up quickly.
The thing that I didn't understand with them is that they never figured out Michael Porter Jr. He don't dribble more than two times a game.
He moved them feet, though. He'll move, he'll backdoor cut slash your ass to death. He moved them feet, though. And that's what you can't teach that.
And they kept leaving his ass open, too.
You can't. I take that back. Someone said you can't teach that. I never forget. I was having a basketball conversation with someone that was way better and played on a much higher level than me. And he said you can't teach that. He said you can't teach that. You can't teach that. The person has to be willing to learn.
Yeah.
You can teach how to cut. You can't teach when to cut. You can't. But if the person's not willing to do it, you're wasting your time. And they could. That's what it was. He said you can't teach hard. I said you can't teach hard. He said, yes, you can. He said, yes, you can. You can teach. This is what hustle looks like. This is what sacrificing the offense to play better on defense looks like. You can teach all of that stuff, but the person be willing accepting to do it.
Right.
And I was like, damn, let me shut the hell up. This is why you play for XYZ, and this is why I'm in here in Luke Air Force Base Gym putting up jumpers. This is a distinct difference why you played in the league, and I'm up there buying tickets to watch you play.
Right.
And he wasn't arrogant about it. He was like, just think about it like this. So
he's spot on with that for sure.
Bruh, he
spot on.
Shot the GB, man.
Spot on.
You can teach that, but he's gotta be willing to do it.
What you got going the rest of the day, man?
I'm going to chill, do some laundry, check work on my work on my control to see if I can get the thing that
I tell you what you should do.
What's up? Example. What's up?
URL just uploaded the gnome.
I'll watch it at work. I'll watch it at work. Yeah, so, but that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna plug my controller in and see if I can get it to fix. Get it to work. And after that, I'm couch potato.
Man, listen,
couch potato.
I feel you on that one because after you leave, I'll probably watch one of these battles. Maybe knock out that flyer today. If not, it'll be tomorrow. I got two videos I need to put together, but that is nothing of.
Oh, I gotta build a page too. I gotta build a page for Rhythm Beats. So,
but yeah. That's couch yeah. Speaking of man, shout out to you, Rhythm and Beats 3.
DJ Millie.
We were out there for about 7 hours. We battled the heat. We battled.
The
circuit breakers, you know,
multiple power failures,
tripping and all other stuff, you know, laptops working good for about 25 of the 30 minutes there.
Fire.
But the crowd was rocking with us. Each event has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and I could see this getting even bigger.
I appreciate it, man.
And thanks to you for, you know, having your boy on board. You know what I'm saying?
I told you I was gonna do something. Just didn't know what it was yet.
Yeah. So you know, shout out to you, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Goodish.
Appreciate it.
About time you did something.
Yeah, I know, right? Do something with yourself. Oh man, that's it. You wrapping it up, man?
Man, that's it, bro. We're at $120 right now. Cool. You got music or anything?
Nah, I got no musica.
No musica.
No
music. You listen
to
anything new?
Yeah, no music. Right. Have you?
Can't really say that I have.
We usually start music, but that's how out of practice we are. Son.
Hold on. Let me see. There's anything new? New? Oh, did you listen to the Gunna?
Nah,
I didn't. Nah. I heard it was straight. Oh, your boy 6ix9ine just dropped the album.
I'm cool. I'm gonna listen. You know what? You know what?
It's a Spanish album.
I'm gonna listen. You know what? Here's somebody I forgot who it was made me rethink my stance on the soul stitching thing.
Okay.
I'm not a street dude. What the do I care so much snitched or not? Is it music banging? You shouldn't be out there doing crime no way.
I heard.
I had to switch my stance on that.
I heard Killer Mike's album was dope.
I heard that too.
Yeah, so I'm.
I heard that too.
I'm gonna play that this week.
I heard that too. Yeah, I had to switch my stance on that, man. Like, dog, what's that you claiming?
My set don't exist, homie.
Hey, U.S. Air Force attire, son. That's the set I'm claiming. That's about it, son. Yeah, switch my stance, son. I ain't listening to so-and-so. Man, shut your dumb ass
exactly.
up.
Yeah, bro, it ain't nothing new, man. Dirk's album was cool. That's like the last thing I listened to.
Yeah, no. So, anyway, so artists, listeners, you want to send us tracks, you want to send us feedback, send it to thebrokenneedlespodcast@gmail.com. Our email has been dry, by the way. I don't appreciate that. But anyway, send it to thebrokenneedlespodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on all social media platforms at Broken Needles Podcast. Follow me at DJJMilly05.
DJ T-Rex on everything. It is time for me to go to the top.
Addicted crew DJs. Get addicted, baby.
Good to go.
Oh, T-Rex.
Damn, homie. In high school, you was the man, homie.
Why you is the man.
I love that.